Anka Fuller Carroll, a tourism educator at Humber College, is hoping to develop and co-create a post-secondary Indigenous tourism course with the help of Indigenous educators. Fuller Carroll, a professor in the Recreation Tourism Department at Humber College, spoke to Six Nations elected council during the May 23rd General Council meeting, and she detailed her plans with the course and described her background working with Indigenous tourism and businesses in Canada, as well as her work in other international countries.
I'm a tourism professor at Humber College. I've been teaching sustainable tourism for over a decade, and I would like to co-create a course for any post-secondary students with you that is led by Indigenous educators on Indigenous tourism. And I have worked many years in the field, and I've connected international visitors with Indigenous tourism businesses here in Canada, and also in my role as educator, I have done the same with my students in countries like Mexico, Panama, and Costa Rica, and Nicaragua.
Fuller Carroll says she hopes with the creation of the course, she can amplify the voices of Indigenous tourism businesses.
I would like to create this course to also really amplify the voices of Indigenous tourism businesses. Right now, we're seeing a steep increase in demand from overseas as well as domestic tourism. And we also, conversely, also have a lot of investments in Indigenous tourism agencies and, most importantly, of course, Six Nations.
She says she hopes to help address the gap in post-secondary education on Indigenous tourism.
I looked at the mission statement for Six Nations, and part of it reads that it is to educate visitors on the Haudenosaunee culture, and I believe that by co-creating this course, we would be addressing a big gap that is happening in, or that is existing in, post-secondary education at the moment.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill spoke on the course and the fact that he would like to see more attention brought to Indigenous tourism.
Again, I think this is a really important one, as we see there, over the years, I have not seen as much, attention needed in the tourism sector, especially within Indigenous communities. And so I think this is something is definitely of interest. In fact, we've even done a little bit of reconfiguring our own tourism and what we want to see as well.
Six Nations elected council CEO Darren Jamieson reiterated Chief Hill's remarks and said that he would like to see the research from the course development be shared with Six Nations.
Also just want to build on the comments from the chief, just in terms of we've made a bit of a shift. You know, tourism is under council now. It used to be under economic development. And I think a couple of things, just in terms of the recommendation, you spoke about a course that's not explicit in the recommendation. So maybe we can add that in terms of the course development, with a target being not just Indigenous operators, but other operators that are partners with Indigenous operators, I think would be a good add. And I also think the results of your research, obviously, I think that's part of our ethics process, is to share that with Six Nations, just in terms of the psychological profiling for the marketing perspective, I think would be very helpful.
Fuller Carroll then explained what the next steps are to be taken and that all information and research can be shared with the Six Nations community.
So all the results of my research will be shared in any form, timing that you would appreciate. Yes, I will definitely give that feedback back to you. The first, what I would like to do with this particular ask is to get a sentiment from your tourism businesses, what supports they might also need to improve or in to have that experience as wholesome as possible, and to see make recommendations of how to educate future tourism students, or also anyone who wants to learn how to best present and invite people to make sure that they also come with an open mind, and that experience is very wholesome, especially for the community.
Six Nations elected council approved for Fuller Carroll to take her next steps in contacting local tourism businesses and further continue her course development focused on Indigenous tourism.